Today's briefing focuses heavily on the Federal Reserve and what may be a significant shift in their policy goals. Following the recent meeting, while the Fed decided to keep interest rates steady at 3.75%, expert analysis suggests investors need to look past the official pronouncements and pay attention to how the institution is framing its inflation targets. The consensus among traditional financial media labeled the Federal Reserve as hawkish following the meeting. However, a deeper dive into the material reveals that the language used was more neutral than aggressive, suggesting rate hikes were not part of the plan. The true focus of the discussion centered on reforming how the Fed collects and calculates economic data. During press discussions, former Fed Chair Kevin Warsh highlighted that current national accounts often use old-fashioned survey methods. He proposed task forces to evaluate new information sources and methodological changes for better data accuracy. This push towards recalculating inflation data is crucial because it points toward a fundamental change in how the market should view inflation itself. The most striking point raised during this analysis was the alleged shift in the Federal Reserve's primary goal. Instead of maintaining the traditional 2% inflation target, some sources are pointing to a new benchmark, a target closer to 2.9%. If this alleged change is accurate, it fundamentally alters the path for future interest rate decisions. A higher and more flexible inflation target gives the Fed greater latitude to start considering rate cuts sooner, specifically when inflation approaches that elevated 2.9% mark, rather than waiting until the historically rigid 2.0% goal is met. This suggests a potential pivot from aggressive tightening toward managing expectations at a higher baseline, which could have significant implications for bond yields and corporate borrowing costs going forward. Keep a close eye on these structural changes in methodology, as they may signal the end of an era of tightly managed monetary policy.